Welcome back, Poggers, to another episode of The Pog State. I can't believe that we're already up to episode 3 of 2021. Oh, the time goes by so fast. I hope you guys enjoyed our previous episode, The Pog Moment and The Pog Lab. Were a lot of fun, but now, this episode, it's time for a bunch new newness. Yeah. Yeah, new newness. That's a thing. That's a word. I'm your host, Atlas, and I'm very much looking forward to this episode. This one's going to be a lot of fun. Of course, unfortunately, there is no LCK for this week. If you're watching it as this episode drops, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to talk about the fact that we're missing games, that there was this game that was happening tonight, although that probably happened actually a few nights ago, because it is the Lunar New Year, which is Seolnal here in Korea. You may hear it referred to in Chinese culture as well as the Chinese New Year, but we celebrate the very same one here in Korea as well. It's actually a really beautiful holiday. Think of it kind of like Thanksgiving, where you spend a lot of time with family. There's gift giving. Lots of spam gets given to one another, which is kind of cool. Spam actually features more prevalently here in Korea than I ever expected it to. We barely have it in Australia. I never really had much of it at all. My parents never cooked with spam, but it's in budae-jjigae, which if you know anything about Wolf, you'll understand completely. And it is something that's sort of traditional to give as a gift during Seolnal, which is kind of cool. And then also you spend a lot of time with your family. This is why James and Ian have us recording this on the Monday after the LCK finished, just so that they can go and spend time with their families as well, which is absolutely beautiful. And I hope you guys have a wonderful time also. This is also a time where you get money. You just get money. Korean grandparents, to all the children in the family, often, you know, give them a bit of cash. So if you're a Korean kid, this is what you're looking forward to when it comes to, like, I need to buy my Pokemon booster packs and stuff like that. So this is like pocket money central. And so Korean kids also very much look forward to some Seolnal times. So if you are visiting Korean parents of any kind or any Korean friends at this particular time of the year, make sure you say "Sehe bok mane baduseo," which means basically wishing you good fortune for the rest of the year. Happy New Year, I guess, in layman's terms, or in a way that we understand as Westerners, much like you would say "Xinyan kuailo" over in China for the Chinese New Year. You may be wondering why I look extraordinarily exhausted. That is because my cat kept me up for a long time last night. And then when I woke up this morning and went and had a shower and put on a little bit of makeup, I then decided to put half of that makeup in both of my eyes. So they've gone red and it's just an utter disaster. However, we shall soldier through and create more POG content for you. You'll just have to ignore the fact that I look half dead, zombified, and disgusting. Anyway, enough of my blabbering. Let's go into all of the newness that's coming through in this episode of The Pog State. We have two brand new segments for you, brought to you by Wolf and Chronicler. And first up will be Wolf's one with some Pog memes that he's going to deliver from the Korean side of the broadcast. This is going to be more of an introduction and get you a little bit more informed on where the memes come from and where the Korean community goes in order to have their discussions on all things LCK. It's going to be very educational. And then the next episode that we do the Pog memes, we're going to go into some of the more hilarious ones that have cropped up during this LCK season. In Pog poetry, Chronicler is going to read self-written, yes, I say self-written poetry that he's made just about the LCK, just for us here on the Pog State. He's already a poet. He's got a Twitter dedicated entirely to League of Legends poetry, and we've been special enough to be gifted with one of his unique poems for the Pog State. So we'll get to go over that stanza by stanza and break it down for you, and we'll also link that on the Pog State Twitter at the same time. So this is going to be a great episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. And first, let's get to the one, the only, Wolf for some Pog memes. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our first brand new segment. Yes, another one. I know we've had a couple, but this is the new one. Pog Memes has now joined the show, and to deliver them is a living meme in Korea himself, Wolf Schroeder. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well. We're now, you know, heading into our break. That's when this podcast is being recorded, but I've really enjoyed casting LCK over these last 4 weeks. It's been really awesome. Yeah. Starting to feel really comfortable casting League of Legends this last week in particular. So the more I commentate LCK, the more excited I get about casting LCK. And I'm in a good mood because of that, but I'm also sad because we have a week off.
Yeah, true.
And it's going to be hard.
It's going to like mess up the flow or something like that?
I mean, I definitely think that on the one hand, it'll mess up the flow, but it also means that I get a break and to get excited about the next week of matches. So that always helps me. So I'm hyped about that.
All right. So it's like good and bad. What has been like the biggest change between like, I know we're going a little bit off topic. It's not part of the memes thing, but what has been the biggest change between like going from Overwatch, Heroes of the Storm, StarCraft, like, and then going into League of Legends? What's been sort of the biggest difference you've noticed?
I think the biggest thing for me is that the pacing is a lot slower in League of Legends than Overwatch in particular, which is the game I've commentated most recently. So I find myself trying to talk really quickly when I don't need to. And I'm like, whoa, we've got like 5 minutes before anything's going to happen. I can actually slow this down and think about what's happening. Because in Overwatch, like when the play-by-play stops, you have like 15 seconds, maybe. Now, sometimes even less to like sum up what's happened, explain what's going to happen next, and then go straight into the next team fight. But League of Legends is a lot more chill. It's a lot slower. So it's taking some time for me to adjust, but I'm starting to get more comfortable with that. But that's been like the hardest and weirdest part is just like, slow down, Wolf. It's a slow paced game. This is going to be a 30 to 40 minute game.
There's also like, you know, this is career, right? And so sometimes you've got 40 minutes of downtime and then the game's over, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's a difficult thing to work out. And then, you know, Live Sandbox plays and you've got Croco popping off and then no one can talk ever apart from the play-by-players just yelling and screaming about craziness. So let's get into the memes. I think first we should probably talk about the difference between the sort of Korean meme culture and Western meme culture. Do you want to go into that a little bit?
Yeah, so I think the first thing to really point out is that most memes that you see on the Western side of things, you either see them on Twitter, right, where Twitter kind of you see a bunch of retweets and it gets on everybody's feed and it gets really popular very suddenly that way. Or it's often on Reddit, right, where it's very categorized, very upvoted. So you see this meme or this idea kind of pushed to the top and pushed to the forefront. And in Korea, it's not really like that. In Korea, you have these boards that are much like old forum boards where a list of posts. So the posts go like, if you go to a Korean board, you'll see the posts just kind of go by time and you'll see a timestamp or a date next to them and it just goes live. And most Korean websites don't have like an upvote or downvote system. So you don't actually, wake up in the morning and get your like morning coffee of like, I want to see what the funniest thing was last night. If you want to, you're going to have to scroll back. So kind of like if you were there, you saw it. And if you weren't, you didn't. But if it's a popular meme and it does pop off, then you'll see it reposted a lot, right? So it will kind of pop back up and you'll see everybody talking about it. But I think that's the biggest difference to me. And like when I think about Korean websites, I'm sure everybody's familiar with like when you watch anime, right? You've seen the guy who's got the computer in his room and there's a big news story and he's like kind of scrolling through. So it's like a rumor about like a serial killer or something. And you're scrolling through the forums and there's a bunch of comments, like one-liners that are like really, oh, this guy's really scary. Or that's really interesting or whatever. You see this like one-liners in this like very text-based forum. I think that's the best way to describe the Korean meme culture and Korean websites for esports is like based on these old style forums where it's mostly text. It's mostly just one-liners. People are writing small comments and you just see kind of like a list of people's comments. It's not very organized and it's not like my comment is better than yours like Reddit where it's pushed to the top. Some sites are, but for the most part it's just kind of like a list of comments from people on a list of posts,
sort of like holding on to what made the old internet great. I still remember being a forum moderator for like one of the Pokemon forums where we'd all collaborate and make guides together and things like that. And I remember my Farfetch'd guide was very, very revered back in Gen 4 Pokemon when no one actually played Farfetch'd ever. However, I still wrote that guide and it was still fantastic. There's so many of these. So that's actually really cool. Sort of a blast from the past. I'm sure there's, you know, a lot of people that don't actually remember that or weren't actually involved with any of the forums. When I like, you used to play a game and instantly you had to get onto the forums. You had to get onto the boards. Otherwise, you'll never know what the game-breaking bug is, what add-on you needed to install, what you needed to do to stop this thing from ruining your game. So it's almost like Korea's held onto it or something like that.
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes from the fact that Korean broadband internet exploded really fast and a little bit later than certain other parts of the world. So when everyone was on dial-up, the best way for you to get into a forum quickly to write something as it was happening was with like text-based sites because they just loaded a lot faster. And that just kind of became the way of the style. So it hasn't really changed that much. I think it probably will one day, but right now it's still very text-based.
Wow. So does that actually change what the memes are? Is it often like more spoken word rather than like lots of images and things like that? Because I know a lot of our memes are pretty image based.
So I find that a lot of the time, and this is very true of Western memes often as well, there's a big like almost clickbaity title or a title that's kind of like blah 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 dot dot dot, and you're like, okay, so what's the meme? And then you click on it, and then the image pops up right within that, or like some zinger one-liner. Like sometimes you'll see if you don't speak Korean and you go to some of these websites, which I'll talk about in a little bit. If you go and you see like one of the posts has a lot of views, you'll see the text and be like, I don't understand what it is, and you'll click on it, it'll just be like literally like four words after that when you go into the post and you're like, I don't get it, because you don't speak Korean, right? Or you don't know the meme. But sometimes like there are like these posts that are just like zingy one-liners like that, like kind of like dad jokes or like gotcha. And people find that really funny.
So, do you want to let us know where you can find these memes? I know here in Western culture, you mentioned it already a little bit, but like Twitter and Reddit are basically the places that I look for. I guess Facebook has some as well, but we don't really talk about that. How do you find memes in Korea?
So there's a few popular websites, and I'll break them down kind of one by one for you guys. The first one I want to talk about is FM Korea. I think this is the website that looks the most familiar for Westerners because it looks kind of like Reddit. The posts are still ordered, but you can upvote or downvote them. So you could see like a score for posts on the left side. So this might be a website that if you go to as a Westerner, you look at and you go, okay, I can kind of see it. I can kind of get it because sometimes you can see the thumbnail even if you don't speak Korean, and then you can click on it and maybe it doesn't make sense to you, or maybe it's just a really funny picture. So this is definitely one I'd recommend to go to. Lots of images on this website, very memey. It's very good to look at on the phone as well. It's got a good mobile site, so you kind of just scroll through on your phone, and you can end up seeing a lot of like really crazy and funny memes. This is the one that I always check first, actually. Sometimes in our 30-minute breaks, I like to pop by here. Just because it's pretty easy to see, and it's in the thumbnail collection makes it easy for me to kind of figure out what if the post is quality or not at a first glance. It's pretty easy for me to kind of jump at this website because it is so similar to Reddit, and it does feel familiar to me in terms of how it's laid out.
Righto. So what's the next one? Are we delving deeper into more forum territory?
Yeah, so we're going to delve a little bit deeper into foreign territory. So the next website that I want to talk about is PGR21. And this is a website that has been around for a very long time in Korean esports and in Korean gaming. And it's kind of like for older nerds, right? This is the website where you've been using it for a long time, you're very familiar with it. Like if you don't like a lot of the image posts and a lot of the memes that are on the newer websites, or kind of how like out of hand it can get and sometimes toxic on the other websites, this one is generally speaking pretty clean, I find, and it's a lot of discussion, a lot of text-based discussion. So this is where you see a lot of post-game threads where people actually talk about the item builds for some of the LCK games, right? You might see like a okay, Afrika versus T1, 2-1 score line like as the title, and then you click on it and it shows all the runes, all the item builds, and then people discuss like what they thought about the game. Sometimes people will meme. I think if people remember the old Team Liquid website, like TL.net, for StarCraft, this
I was
really reminds
actually
me of
about to make that reference, like that, or Elitist Jerks or something like that, one of these like
that.
the hardcore style of forums. That makes a lot
Yeah,
of sense, actually.
it reminds me of old TL. And there's sections on this website for other games as well, but the League of Legends one is definitely one of the more popular ones these days. And you can see kind of the date of the post and how many views it has, but it's really about kind of delving in there and reading the comments for PGR. So kind of the old school, less memey, and you feel like, oh, these new kids, they didn't watch LCK back in my day. I'm gonna have a serious discussion over here. That's kind of the feel for PGR 21.
It's interesting because I imagine that, FM Korea probably has a lot of the kids doing the memes, and then you've got it a little bit separated into PGR over here, where you can have your serious discussion. It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I would say PGR is also like a little bit more niche nowadays. It's not as, you know, it's not as accessible for newer users. And sometimes when I visit it, I find that there's a lot of posts on a certain day, like if something really interesting happens in like the meta. But if it's a really like stompy day or not that interesting, like I mean, there are sometimes are memes, but not really. There's not a lot of discussion sometimes here because people want to go to the other websites where there's a lot more, you know, in your face memes for days like that.
And there's a few names that you haven't said yet that ring a bell to me. What's the next one?
So the next one is one that I think everybody's heard of. It's Invin. So Invin has a bunch of different sections for the different games, but obviously League of Legends is the most popular. And if you take a look at the website, you could see it's a news site, first and foremost. And there's a lot of discussion threads around official news. They update as soon as a game is over, results. They post interviews. They do interviews really quickly. A lot of you guys are probably familiar with some of the people at Invin Global as well, who do you know, interviews with some of the foreign casters. Sometimes they have translated interviews for Korean players. So it's a website that I think a lot of people are familiar with. It's very professional, right? It's very much an advanced website that's kind of news styled. And there's also user discussions, right, below the news. So people can post their own threads and kind of talk about like what they felt about something. Sometimes you'll see a rumor posted, like I heard from so and so and such that like maybe, you know, actually this guy's salary isn't as high as we think. So there is a way for you to kind of add your own opinion and discuss there. So Invin is a really old website, and for me, it's always been the first website I think of when I think about Korean reactions to games, because it's been around forever. It was extremely popular in StarCraft 2. You could even oftentimes see a pro gamer like alt tab. You go and zoom in on the results, like a player wins or loses, and sometimes you'll see them alt tab and go straight to Invin to see what people are saying about them. Like I've seen that before. So that Invin is one of the ones that I always think about. A lot of my friends have worked at Invin over the years, and Invin is also you know, has an esports studio that I've worked at before too.
Oh,
So
wow, I didn't know that.
Invin is a very, very big, very professional esports website. And it's not just news, right? Like people can post their own stuff there. So felt like I had to mention that.
That's cool. And the one that I've been featured in Korean I guess social spheres before a couple of times, not very many times over my 4 years here in Korea. And you haven't mentioned that one yet. So we're going to go to DC Inside next.
So DC Inside, this one is definitely the big one nowadays. Like everybody uses this website, not just for League of Legends, but for discussion about a wide variety of topics. And DC Inside, it used to be an image gallery only. It's actually most similar to 4chan in that way. So you used to have to post a picture in order to post anything. The website has since evolved over time. So now you can post like text only stuff. And it's broken down into what is called galleries. And it was again called that because it used to be like a camera website where you can only post pictures. And so they're kind of like subreddits in a way. So you could compare it to Reddit in that regard, in that there's a LOL gallery, right? There's a StarCraft gallery. There's a gallery about politics, right? It's, you know, anything you want to talk about, really. And DC Inside has that same sort of line of posts that I was talking about, where you kind of just post in order. But the volume of posts on DC Inside is actually so high. Like it has the most posts in my experience of any website in terms of League of Legends. So if you wake up at, you know, 9 a.m. and you're like, oh, I want to go back and see what people were talking about in LCK last night, you might go through like 20 pages of memes
Oh,
and posts and
God.
discussion. Because if someone posts something and no one responds to it, it still goes on the list, right? Unless someone removes it. So
Right, okay.
it's a lot of volume, it's a lot of posts, there's a lot of images inside of the post because the forum itself is text-based, but if you click on something, you can see a meme, you can see someone's face, you can see a GIF or something like that. And it's also oftentimes the most toxic of the websites in my experience, where people will post angry stuff, right? That you know, people are upset about certain team's performance, or like maybe what they didn't like what the Korean commentator said that day, or if they just don't like a certain build, item build. Like you might see like a lot of curse words on the website. It's very much it's like one step away from like dark web levels of like debauchery, right? Where you're like, ooh,
Oh
you know,
God.
maybe we might have to censor some of those. We show that on screen, right? Like,
So it's going to be hard for us to share a lot of the DC Inside posts. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I think there will certainly be times where there's a post that, like, there have been times even when I was preparing for the show where I'm like, ooh, I think this is kind of funny, but it's a little messed up and I don't think we can talk about it. You know,
kind of stuff.
Where I'm like, ooh, this is a little bit toxic. And this is where you see a lot of the fans fighting against each other. And whenever there's a controversial topic in the League of Legends community, this is where people like end up arguing with each other a lot. But sometimes you'll see both sides of an argument within two different posts, right? Someone said, actually, I think this coaching decision was so terrible. And then someone was like, well, actually, let me give an alternate opinion about that. There's just such a wide variety of posts on this website, from memes to serious discussion to anger. And, you know, obviously, even you got featured, right, with your T1 tweet recently. People were like, oh, look at what the West is saying. And sometimes you'll see people post actually memes from Europe and like the LEC, the LCS on this website as well. And they'll be like, look, this is what the West is saying about this. And I've even seen on this, more than PGR, I've actually seen a lot of discussion about LEC and LCS on DC Inside in particular, something I noticed.
Wow. So like, this is where, I guess you'd say DC Inside is where a lot of the confrontation that you'd get on Reddit is. What I've realized is that like, Reddit is actually all four of these places all mixed together into one, like, mess of a forum, right? Which has
basically
now become Reddit. That's crazy. I kind of like the compartmentalized side of it though, you know, like you can have your like super high level you know, almost elitist vibe if you go over to PGM and
PGR,
sorry. But then you can also like just get everything over at DC Inside. You can have like your really esports focused invent stuff. And like, there's just, it feels like you can find your people wherever you want to go, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, it feels bad that in the West, you know, basically not even just for League of Legends, but for every discussion, it feels like everything just gets funneled into Reddit right now. And it feels like you don't have options. I don't know if you feel like that, but I feel like as I've gotten older, it feels like everything's just shoved into Reddit. I'm like, I'm always just scrolling through a different subreddit trying to get opinions, but I feel like there's no other options for me because everyone just funnels into Reddit. It's sad that we don't have as many options actually in the West. So for this first episode, we really just wanted to give you guys kind of an idea of how these websites work. And then hopefully for future episodes, we're going to have a lot more specific memes and some of the big ones for that week that are relatable to that week of play. So look forward to that. But today we have a few memes that we can show. They might be a little bit blurred out. We'll see because of, you know, certain watermarks and things like that. But one of the first ones we could show is the Pioshik meme that happened at the first day he played Mundo. And there's a picture of Pioshik winking, which is actually, I think, from 2020, actually. And it just says, what are you looking at, LOL Gallery?
It's the old jersey. It's the old jersey.
Because everybody was posting about him playing Mundo that day. That was the day that he played Mundo, lost, and then they banned Mundo against him and he played Olaf. And there's just a post like, what are you looking at, LOL Gallery? Because they knew the person who wrote this is like, I know Pioshik knows that everybody's talking about the fact that he played Mundo. Because that's, I think secretly, no one really talks about it. I think Pioshik knows what he's doing when he plays these off meta picks. Like, he's like, yeah, people are going to be talking about this. So I thought this one was
like,
pretty fun.
The Udyr was like so smart as well, because like that was actually like coming into the meta. But he's like, hey, if I do this one first, then I can like actually win some games, but also look at all my sick internet clout that I'm going to get at the same time. Hell yeah, brother. I think he's a genius. I actually think he's like a marketing god for DRX. And also
he's
a very lovable guy, you know, helpful.
Yeah. Just to jump into another one really quick, because again, these are more general for this week, but one of the memes that's really popular in Korea is the Score meme, where Score actually doesn't, someone will post a picture of surprised face of Score, because there's a lot of pictures of Score over the years that have been taken by different, you know, news companies. And there's been a lot of photographers. Obviously, we don't have any recent ones because players haven't been in studio. But there's always these pictures of Score where he looks like a little bit surprised, or he's like looking at somebody, like somebody told him something that he just can't quite like believe, or that he's like a little bit shocked
like surprised
by.
Surprised Pikachu. This one looks like Pikachu just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I think this one, I don't have it quite open, but I was looking back at my notes on this one. I think this is like, Bang got a quadra kill, but Blank lost. Like, it's like the meme is that like he can't remember what year it is because he's such an old player. And even though he's not playing in the LCK anymore, people still use his face for this. So it's like, oh, wait, what's Prey doing? Like in this game, like he gets the player names wrong for like popular teams, especially T1 and KT. And so as he like references Rock Tigers.
He's like the boomer reference in Korea is just a picture of Score in some way.
Exactly.
I'm gonna need to use there's
another one that says like just looking at this, like this is T1 support got MVP, like it was a Leona. He's like, yeah, I guess Pumandu was pretty good at that champion. Like it's just because he's like he's got the timeline wrong. So that's a pretty big meme that's kind of generalized that I wanted to point out because I think it's really funny. And I hope that like if Westerners do find these images of Score, that they might try to like emulate these memes because I think they're really great. And I think even Westerners could get involved on the old man Score losing his memory or like not knowing what year it is. Because everybody knows, like there's a lot of memes in the West too about like what year is this? Like what champion are we seeing? And I think the Score being the oldest player for so long is great for that.
But do we have any more?
Just one more. So this is UCal. Someone took this picture, this image of, or rather this video, and turned it into a GIF. So I believe what the original, what happened in the original part of LCK was that like the steam was coming out of his ear because the humidifier was behind him, but someone reversed it. So it looks like he's actually sucking something in. And it says like he's like recovering his soul, basically, is essentially what the translation means. He's like absorbing it back. He's recovering it. And like there's obviously the big meme that I've talked about on broadcast. Everybody knows about UCal losing his memories. Back when he played against IG in like 2018, he's like lost his ability to play. But recently he's been playing very well. So I think the title of this post was originally like what UCal's up to these days, or like UCal recently, something like that. One of those like one-liner topics like UCal recently, and it's just like him sucking back in like all of his memories, all of his soul, because he's had pretty good performances as of late. This one's a little bit older, but you'll see stuff like this on the Korean community. I think it's fun to share that.
It's actually awesome, and it looks exactly like what memories look like in Harry Potter as well, which I think is very, very important for the joke. But that's going to be all the time that we have for the Pog memes. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Wolf, for being on the show as well.
Thank you. Now,
go and get yourself a drink, something to eat, something like that. Take a little bit of a break, and we will be back with some Pog poetry with Chronicler. This is Pog poetry with Chronicler. You may not know, but this man has been a poet. He has a separate Twitter account just for his poetry, and he has written some just for us here for the Pog State. Chronicler, welcome to the show once again. Firstly, how's LCK life combined with quarantine life that you've been living so far since you arrived in Korea?
I think it's a 50-50 split. Half of it is good. Half of it is pretty subpar. I'm going to leave it up to you to guess which parts are which. I've had a really good time.
LCK has sucked, but you've loved being in quarantine.
I'm a gamer, right? Like now I have an excuse to sit home and play video games all day. And LCK, like me. No, all jokes aside, I think that I had a really good first week in terms of games that I was that were thrown my way. It was, you know, the 6-game ban there, including I think like an hour of pauses in total for the first day. That's perfect.
One.
Yeah, that's as good as it gets, I think. And then, outside of that, the other days were really fun as well.
Yeah, we had some real banger days. So I think that that's what happens when like a new caster comes, then we need to make sure like the LCK feels like they owe you some good games. So thankfully, you got in on that and got some of that good action. I'm really glad that you've been settling in okay. I know that, you know, quarantine life isn't the best. However, you've only got what, 6 days left? 5 days left?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, Saturday. Yeah, we're actually approaching the end of it fairly soon. And then I can actually meet you guys instead of just talking to you in a computer. That's really good.
Amazing.
It's going to be great.
It is actually weirdly surreal, the fact that you're here in Korea, but we haven't actually ever met yet. And it sort of feels like we have already, because we've already worked together. So it's like, it's going to be very strange. Like, you're probably going to be way taller than we expect and all this sort of like weird stuff, because we haven't like effectively like made you physical in our brain. Like, it's
no, that makes sense.
Really odd. Yeah.
I have no clue.
Aren't you like 6'2" or something?
I think so. I think so. I don't know what it is in like non-sensible meat. Like I'm 1 meter 90 basically, which for Dutch people
That's a lot taller than me. Yeah.
It's slightly above average.
Exactly going to be my thing. Yeah. I'm exactly 6'4", which I think is like 183 or something like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but still, it's that's a few good. Centimeters. A few centimeters you got on me there. All right, let's get into the show. Enough talking about height and weird stuff like that. What is the first poem that you have written for the Pog State?
So I've been writing poetry for a really long time. Initially, it was kind of like a coping mechanism, but then over the last couple of years, I've also started having a lot of fun with it. This is going to be some super over the top stuff, right? Like we're really laying it on thick, but we're balancing it out with like a little humor as well. It's just about what happened last week in the LCK. But instead of saying, you know, Faker is a good player, we're gonna make it a little bit more majestic, I think is the right nomenclature.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it a lot. All right, so I guess whenever you're ready, let's get transported into the world of Chronicler's Pog poetry.
It's a first, right? All right, let's get it going. The name of this poem is R5 Renekton. Don't do it, everyone. even the poem we gotta get the info out there. The demon king with heavy head regards his crumbling empire with aching back and restless hands, sunken scars of ancient fires. Observe the rift in disarray, communications critically scrambled, rich thick dread and scathing dismay for these dynasties disassembled. Week after week, our crocodile seems utterly inept. Channel now the spirit of the bear and watch your enemies get slapped. All outlaws are to be destroyed. So if you want to see the light, embrace the daughter of the void.
Beautiful.
I mean, it literally talks about bear slaps, right? It can be funny as well. Like, we don't have to. I think with poetry, like for me, it's also just something that you can have a lot of fun with, right? It's like a mix between a puzzle when you're writing and like having fun and like not taking yourself too seriously, even though you're like, even if you would touch on heavy subject matter, which is not. This is about a video game.
I love poetry for the way that you can use really beautiful prose so it sounds great, but then you can be funny with it at the same time. So
yeah,
even if you're like reading it and you don't get the joke, it doesn't matter. It just feels nice to read, you know. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I like stuff with good flow, right? Like there's a lot of, I'm not a poetry expert by any means. Like I really like writing it, but and reading it, but I'm not trained in any way, shape or form. And obviously if like a lot of different schools of thought, I just like it when it flows well, right? When like it nicely, one line flows into the other. Mm-hmm. There's rhyme, there's alliteration, all that jazz.
And you're also writing in your second language, which I think is completely ridiculous because I couldn't write poetry like this. I know, what is it, like one limerick that my dad shared with me. I'll bring, because this is Pog poetry, so I'm allowed to have a little bit of time.
Yeah, definitely.
Might as well.
Hit it.
There once was a man from Melbourne who got hit in the head with a wombat. When asked if it hurt, he said, "No, not a bit. You can do it again if you like." That's it. That's my wombat limerick.
I really like
to Randall Anderson.
I really like the topical references. The rhyme scheme breaks my heart a little bit. I thought it was gonna like because at the end it didn't fold in of itself. That's my favorite part of the limerick. But I love the wombat.
That's the beautiful part. Yeah. I actually had a book of limericks, so I actually knew what it was supposed to sound like. So when my dad like just came at me with that one, I was like, "Whoa, I hate this." And then, you know, now that I'm older and understand that it's all just tongue in cheek, it's definitely just the best. So, do we want to break it down a little bit? I don't know whether we want to leave it completely up to interpretation. So, I guess if you do, you can skip this part of the video. However, we are going to go into exactly why you shouldn't be picking R5 Renekton, because I think it's very important to make sure that we get that message across. So do you want to go through, I guess, stanza by stanza of the poem and tell us what it's about?
Yeah, so it's kind of, starting with the form, it's kind of reminiscent of a sonnet, right? With like four lines, three lines. But normally there's a lot more structure and like syllables that you need to kind of adhere to if you really want to make it pop. But I like the format. I think it's cute. So the first two parts of it are very storyline based. Second two parts are a bit more fun. So when we get to the Demon King with Heavy Head, I don't need to explain who the Demon King is, I assume, if you've ever seen LCK or Worlds.
Aatrox.
Got him. Got him. And this was written, I think, a week ago when T1 hadn't really gone through their renaissance yet, right? Like, they looked a lot better this last week. At the time of recording it, they went, did it go 4-0? Or at least they won both matches. I know that.
I think they went 4-1.
4-1.
They definitely went three games in their first series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, because we casted that. Yeah.
We did. You were there.
Yeah, it was my first game. Yeah, I remember now. So it was about, you know, Faker having a really tough time with aching back, kind of is a reference to what people say when you take the team in the backpack, which isn't really fair to the rest of T1, but it's more about how much better they looked when Faker was playing. And the imagery in general is kind of, Faker is this player which is like still regarded as like the king of League of Legends, right? Like, we literally had his 600th game, right? He hit his 400th win. He has a 66.6%. We were like, you can't write this. If you write this stuff like in a story, right? Like, it makes no sense. People are like, this is too on the nose. You can't do that.
Yeah.
And the first part is kind of meant to really categorize like how it must feel to have played League of Legends for like what must have been like 8 full-time years now and still being regarded as such a player and like the pressure that comes with that, like the amount of battles he has fought. So just a little bit of like image building on Faker. Then the second one, we go on still the storylines as a whole. Observe the Rift in Disarray is kind of a commentary on the entirety of the LCK at the moment because it's making no sense.
Yeah,
it's just I don't know what's happening. We're getting crazy upsets every week, like multiple times, which I really appreciate. Communications critically scrambled. That's just about the telecom wars. I thought it was funny. I was like, communications critically.
That was one of my favorite parts. Yeah,
it's cute. Rich thick dread. I really like laying stuff on really thick when you say it. Like a rich thick dread. It sounds very aggressive, but it's also just an excuse to name drop players because I like that. That's just funny, right? Scathing dismay for the dynasties disassembled. It's just kind of what happens if you lose as Damwon Kia or T1 is you get the people get really mad. Like people immediately are very upset. KT
and
also not
having
the greatest
as well. Yeah, exactly. The old Fred Abreon doing some extra work than they were necessarily expected to.
I think we need to start learning that if Fred and Breon wins the first game, just going to 2-0, which makes no sense. Here we are.
Momentum is a powerful thing, I guess.
Yeah, and they ride it very well, better than perhaps everyone, but besides maybe DRX in terms of in-game performance. But and then, you know, we've had a storyline, so then we're going to have some fun with it. Week after week, a Crocodile seems utterly inept. Renekton's win rate was not good. If you're not Rascal, please don't pick it up. Just doesn't really work. And we have teams, you know, seen them pick it up at places where it feels like you could have done that early and then made the draft a lot easier for yourself, right? Like the champion is fine. I don't have anything against Renekton as a champion. It's more about when you pick him. Channel now the spirit of the band. Watch your enemies get slapped. I mean, you want to explain this one?
Mandatory. you pick Annie and you drop Tibbers on people. I think this is an Annie top reference. You're talking about Marin in 2017, I think, as the nut counter
really,
he had that never worked.
I'm really happy that you caught up on that because I think that's like one that's like maybe a little bit more subtle, right? Like it's a little esoteric.
You might expect Volibear, but I knew. Don't worry. I got you. I knew you were talking about Marin.
It's a double bamboozle. I wonder what the maximum amount of bears you can go in a comp with because you can get Volibear, Annie, and then Udyr. And then I was thinking Sejuani, but that's not a bear, that's a boar. So that's like
that is
that's
a
whole different
thing. Four-letter B word though that ends with R, so you're pretty
actually,
close.
Actually, no. In one of the skins, she's running a bear. So
that's
actually
true,
does
the Russian
work.
Skin, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
okay.
That'll count.
That's
Do we
four.
Have another one? We need five bears.
Huh. Nico cosplaying as any of the other ones?
You know, I can't think of any other bears, man. This is really depressing.
Me neither.
Well, I think we know which champion needs to get into the game next. That's all I'm saying. We need another some more bear. Bears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And then the final one. Mm-hmm. All the outlaws are to be destroyed. So if you want to see the light, embrace the daughter of the void. Outlaws refers to Graves. Graves' pick rate was still really high in the first couple of weeks, but the champion was not good. Mm-hmm. Kenyon still plays it because he's Kenyon, and he gets to play it, but everyone else has dropped it, fortunately. But this was again, and this was also before everyone was like B1 in Kaiser. So people have seen the light, and they have embraced the daughter of the void. And Kassadin's daughter has been absolutely smurfing it up in terms of the power that she brings.
That being said, I feel like the horse clothes lady is really starting to come to the forefront, and I'm really enjoying that one as well. I think that like the rel priority that we've seen very recently is also something welcome, but I think you're right. I think the daughter of the void certainly needed to be far higher prioritized, but also another thing that the LCK is definitely adapted towards. So maybe this was something that all of our LCK teams have already read, and therefore they're carrying the words of Wise Chronicler forward into the LCK Valhalla and Promised Land. It's beautiful. This was more of a prophecy. It was more of a prophecy rather than a poem.
In hindsight, it was, right? People dropped Graves. Yeah. People kept picking Udyr, which at the time seemed like a good idea. We now know that it's only Pioshik that is allowed to do that, you know, or Fjord, Kenyon, because Kenyon can play at this point anything, and he'd probably be fine. But I really like how the meta has developed thus far within the LCK. I think that it's a bit more volatile, but I see that as a good thing, right? If teams actually adapt. Because, like, in the long run, when we approach, like, summer and when we go to Worlds, I do actually want teams like Humble Life not to lose to Live Sandbox anymore.
Yeah.
For now, it's so fine, right? Like, keep them honest. But in the long run, please no.
The thing that I want to bring up, though, is that it's really good that bad drafting is being punished by whichever teams are up against, right? Dumb on Kia, not infallible. If they draft silly compositions that aren't going to work, theoretically, then even a team like Fred Aprion is going to be able to take them down. Humble Life, they do the same thing. They pick this, like, odd one out Olaf scaling composition. Like, that shouldn't work. And it didn't, because Liv Sandbox are a good team when they're given, you know, the right opportunity to prove it. So I think that, like, that is definitely fantastic that we're seeing the correct punishment, because otherwise, like, sometimes you don't get punished and then you think that what you did was a good idea and it wasn't. No matter whether you won or you lost, it was still a bad idea. So this is this is definitely good news.
And then you face G2 at Worlds, and then they, like, they clap you in, like, 3-0 in quarters, right? He's like, probably should have learned that lesson beforehand, especially with how G2 is looking thus far, right? Like, they'll still have their happy games every now and then, but with Reckless going over there, I think it's going to be crazy. But besides that, I don't know. I've been loving the LCK, and I think that in terms of crazy picks, we're also stepping it up a little bit. I'm thinking the Nico support was a highlight for me. Teams have been flexing a lot more. And that stuff that I think if you go back a year would not be done nearly as much. I think Dumb One have had a really good impact on, like, the scene as a whole and how they were able to actually kind of force people to be a bit more mindful of what they're doing.
No, I agree. I get some valuable insights, and I'm really glad that we now have it in poem form. Hopefully there is a place where we can consume it. I think we'll try and get it out on Twitter or something like that. So if you just want to read the poem for yourself, then you should definitely be able to do that. And it will also be over at Chronicler's Poems Twitter. Do you want to shout that one out? What's the actual at for your...
I think it's Chronic Poems. @ChronicPoems.
Chronic Poems. That's actually very cute. I like it a lot. Well, thank you so much for delivering that wonderful, wonderful poetry. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. And that's going to be it for Pog Poetry for this week. But make sure you stay tuned in a couple of weeks' time. Well, actually, in about a month's time, we will have the next round, your next dose of Chronicler's Pog Poetry. So hope you're getting excited for that one. Thank you so much for being on the show. And that'll do it for Pog Poetry. That's all for now. Thank you so much for watching or listening. If you could give us a review or subscribe or whatever you want to do based on the platform that you're watching, that would be fantastic. That could help us help you by getting us a sponsor and making the Pog State even more Pog than it already was. In 2 weeks' time, we are back with the Val Danalist for more Pog moments, and the Pog Lab returns with Team Sun Sun. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time on the Pog State.